If children are our future and you're interested in where we're going, you'll want to listen to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Lori Prock sat down with the seniors graduating from Valdez High to find out about their plans, aspirations, and their advice to younger kids.
Our next senior into the spotlight is Jimmy Ramos. Jimmy, are you excited about graduation?
Sorta.
Kinda sorta. What are your plans after graduation?
Going to work.
Tell me a little bit about some of the things you did at Valdez High School. What were some of the things that you really enjoyed?
They are the teachers and walking around them.
Who were some of your favorite teachers? Who made an impact on you?
Mr. Toy, Mrs. Headman, Mrs. Brown, and Mr. McKay.
All right, you are very certain about those. What about classes? Toughest class?
Gym and the first half of art.
Are you an artist?
Yes.
All right, do you expect to do that after graduation?
Yes.
All right, so that should be a lot of fun. What is it you like to paint? Or I don't know if it's paint. Is it drawing?
Nearly anything with any art form.
All right, so could that be in your future?
Maybe.
What kind of job or what kind of person do you want to be in 5 or 10 years? What's important to you?
Living in Valdez.
You see yourself staying here?
Yes.
And why is that?
Because it's safe and compact and isolated and cold.
You like the cold?
Yes.
How about advice for young kids? Do you have any for us?
Do not be addicted to the internet. Try to be open with the world and appreciate nature and each other in person.
All right, Jimmy, great advice. Thank you. Our next senior into the spotlight, Mackenzie Williams. Mackenzie, excited about graduation?
I am so excited to graduate. I'm really ready.
All right, and what do you plan to do following graduation?
I am planning on sticking around town for a year doing general classes here at the local college, and then maybe next year I'll move to Wasilla and go to college at MatSU.
All right, long-term plans? What kind of person do you want to be? Any idea of what type of things you like to be doing?
I would like to be working in a veterinary clinic as a vet tech.
Sounds like a good idea. And who are people who influenced you throughout high school?
Mainly my parents. They've always been there for me, and anything that I've wanted to do, they've said, just go for it.
What are you going to miss most about Valdez High School?
Probably the people I grew up with, because we've always been so close-knit since we've grown up together since kindergarten and preschool, and just everyone around us. It's going to be kind of sad.
So tell us a little bit about, you have a job, so how has that helped you as a person?
Having a job's really showed me how to be more of an adult, like just kind of introduced me into how it's going to be like. Working has made me more social. It's helped me with my anxiety and talking to people and really prepared me to be in the outside world.
And any advice for young kids?
Just don't stress when you get to high school. It's not as bad as everyone says it is.
If you're enjoying KVAK's short interviews with the 2018 VHS senior class, make sure you thank the sponsors that help make them possible. Arts Design, Valdez Native Tribe, Mike's Palace, Eagles Area Auxiliary FOE 1971, The Weather and Anchor, Polar Tankers, Peter Pan Seafoods, Valdez Senior Center, Harrison and Gravel, First National Bank, Altness Equipment, Arctic Chiropractic, Prospector, Copper Valley Telecom, and the Valdez Adventure Alliance.